Today's sponsor is Bone Char Free, Vegan Certified, Non-GMO, Zulka Sugar. Sugar as Mother Nature intended it to be.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to podcast number 70, mood-boosting foods to naturally enhance your feel-good neurotransmitters. Let's face it, people are feeling more anxious these days. Between the threat of global warming, the coronavirus, and everyday news events, being stressed is at an all-time high. And 24/7 access to these events just makes it worse. It can lead to depression, anxiety, and mood disorders. Also, the foods that you eat and the substances that you choose to put in your body have a massive effect on your mood and your emotional state. Today, I want to discuss the most common neurotransmitters that regulate our mood and the effect of certain nutrients in foods on these transmitters. Because stress, anxiety, and depression that's left unchecked can contribute to many health problems, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. And don't worry, we all have some stress in our lives, and it's normal, but there are ways to use food to help manage and reduce our stress levels. So let's get started. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan, the blog and this podcast. My number one goal in life is to serve you and help you live a long and compassionate life that is kind to your body, kind to the environment, and kind to animals. Everyone is welcome here, whether you're eating a plant-based diet full or part-time, or just want to learn about plant-based nutrition, I welcome you. The first announcement I need to make today is, yay, my first book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Cookbook, is now available to order on Amazon. You can find it by searching for The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook, or by my name, Nancy Montori. I know it's a little tricky to spell, but it's M-O-N-T-U-O-R-I. Or you will find a link to the pre-order page on Amazon in the show notes. When I was presented with the challenge of developing 100 plant-based recipes with only 5 ingredients, at first I was hesitant. But then I realized that one of the most common barriers to eating plant-based foods was the learning curve and the time it took to cook. And I wanted to share my knowledge and everything I have learned to help make things easy and delicious for you. Please pre-order on Amazon because pre-sales matter. When you pre-order a book, it's a clear message to those people at Amazon that there is a demand for my book and it will show up more readily in Amazon search, and bookstores will take notice and order my book, and we can spread the plant-based message. Thank you guys for all your support and kindness, and I hope the Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook can give you maximum flavors with minimum effort. Now, let's get to the subject at hand. Mood-boosting foods to naturally enhance your feel-good neurotransmitters. Some of this information I may have mentioned before, but it never hurts to remind ourselves about healthy foods to nourish not just our body, but also our brain. We have discussed the subject of the connection between food and mental health before, especially in podcast number 35, Brain Disease, Symptoms, and Prevention, and also in podcast number 3, Food and Mental Health. But new scientific studies show that food could be the most powerful tool for people living with depression and anxiety. So this is a very important subject. Now, let's delve into some foods that can improve your mood. But before we do, I want to take a minute to thank today's sponsor. As we all know, February is the month of love, and love is in the air. Most expressions of love comes with something sweet. So I welcome today's sponsor, Zulka Sugar. As some of you know, all sugar is not vegan. Many brands use bone char from animals to process the sugar white. Due to health concerns, the FDA prohibits the use of bones from the United States meat industry, so the bones of cattle come from countries like Argentina, India, and Pakistan to make bone char, to make sugar white. Zulka Sugar was the first brand on the market that labeled their package bone char free. Zulka Sugar is certified vegan, 100% plant-based, pure cane sugar, and non-GMO. Sugar as Mother Nature intended it to be, with a very competitive price versus national branded white refined sugar in your local supermarket. Please visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/Zulka, Z-U-L-K-A, sugars.com, to learn more. And that's facebook.com, Z-U-L-K-A, sugars. This podcast can't exist without the help of sponsors, so thank you, Zulka. Now, let's talk about some of those new studies connecting depression to the food we consume. In October 2019, a new randomized control study, just an FYI, a randomized control study is a type of scientific study that is intended to reduce certain sources of bias when testing the effectiveness of a new treatment. And this is accomplished by randomly allocating subjects to two or more groups, treating them differently, and comparing their response. So at any rate, a randomized control study was published in the Public Library of Science Journal about a food study done on teenagers suffering from depression. In teens who had the greatest increase in fruit and vegetable consumption showed the most improvement in their depression. What they discovered was there is strong evidence that poor diet is associated with depression, and a healthy diet rich in fruit and vegetables is associated with reduced risk of depression. So, if young adults with elevated levels of depression could adhere to a healthy diet, even for just 3 weeks, they saw reduced symptoms of depression. This study backed up a 2018 study called SMILE that examined 67 people with mental health problems. Some of the study participants kept their typical unhealthy diet but received extra support therapy, while the other participants were put on a healthy Mediterranean diet. At the end of 3 months, 32% of those following the healthy diet no longer met the criteria for depression. Sadly, there is strong evidence that people with depression typically have unhealthy dietary habits because they're depressed and they don't even realize how much an unhealthy diet is feeding into their depression. So, if any of you out there, or if you have family members, a son, a daughter, or friends who are unhappy or feeling low or depressed, try your hardest to encourage them to just try eating a healthy diet for a few weeks and see how they feel. As we have talked about before, depression and mental distress appears to be on the rise among teenagers and young adults. So if you have children that may be experiencing feelings of hopelessness, please do a food intervention. And the best way to do that is be a shining example of healthy eating. Another study done, released in December 2019, done by the European Neuropsychopharmacology, explored how diet affects metabolic processes in the gut, including microbiota. If you remember from podcast number 3, the connection between mental health and diet, we explored some other earlier studies that confirmed the brain and gut communication. This study concluded that improved understanding of how nutrition affects mental health will guide the development of new nutritional interventions that will help promote and maintain brain fitness throughout life. I like that term, nutritional interventions. Another paper published in 2019 also explored the connection between poor diet and mental health. After examining multiple studies, they concluded that diet can play a role in the treatment and self-management of depressive symptoms across the population. There are more studies, but I think you get the picture. The food you eat can affect your brain and cause sadness, depression, and anxiety. Your brain needs and deserves quality nutrition so your feel-good neurotransmitters can work properly. So let's talk about how we can accomplish that. Let's begin with serotonin, often called the feel-good neurotransmitter. We hear the word serotonin a lot, but what exactly is serotonin? Serotonin is a hormone and neurotransmitter that plays a large role in regulating your mood. Many researchers believe that an imbalance in serotonin levels may influence your mood in a way that leads to depression. Basically, the more serotonin circulating in your bloodstream, the better your mood. I think I mentioned this in an earlier podcast, that low levels of serotonin not only lower mood, but could also increase aggression. Serotonin is one of the most important neurotransmitters we have because it helps regulate sleep, appetite, and inhibits pain. Reduced levels of serotonin in the brain may also cause memory problems. Therefore, eating foods that promote serotonin production is a smart choice. But this is where it gets a little complicated. But I'm here to fix that, hopefully. Serotonin does not occur in the foods we eat. However, it is synthesized from tryptophan, an amino acid. But tryptophan alone isn't enough to make serotonin. Tryptophan-rich foods are usually higher in other amino acids. Because they're more abundant, these other amino acids are more likely than tryptophan to cross what is called the blood-brain barrier. But what they now know is that eating complex carbohydrates along with foods high in tryptophan helps tryptophan get into your brain and make serotonin. FYI, the blood-brain barrier is a protective sheath around your brain that controls what goes in and out of your brain. Because carbohydrates make glucose, which releases insulin, insulin provides amino acids to the heart and other organs, so now that tryptophan isn't competing with other amino acids, it can enter the brain where it is converted into mood-stabilizing serotonin. My, the way our bodies work, it's just incredible, isn't it? So now I'm going to tell you how you can do that. Let's start with foods that contain tryptophan. The first thing I want to point out is that plant-based sources of tryptophan are considered superior sources, because animal-based tryptophan may be unable to gain access to the blood-brain barrier because of the abundance of competing amino acids absorbed from animal-based sources. The food highest in tryptophan is nuts and seeds, especially pumpkin seeds. As I have mentioned in other podcasts, if you suffer from a lot of anxiety or depression, always carry some roasted pumpkin seeds to help calm you down. Pumpkin and squash seeds have the highest amount of tryptophan, followed by chia seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, flax seeds, pistachios, cashews, almonds, and hazelnuts. The next food group high in tryptophan are soy-based foods like soybeans, tofu, tempeh, edamame. These two groups are higher than any animal source of tryptophan. The next plant-based source is oats and wheat germ. So now we need to make sure that tryptophan gets to the brain. Research shows that the best way to help get those abundant amounts of tryptophan past the blood-brain barrier, remember that I mentioned that, that is what decides which amino acids gain access to your brain. The way to do that is to eat complex carbohydrates along with the foods high in tryptophan to help more tryptophan make it to the brain. I hope that made sense. For example, eating your nuts and seeds with complex carbohydrates like whole grains, beans, fruits, and vegetables. This will create a quick pathway for the tryptophan to make it to the brain and make more serotonin. Complex carbohydrates also contribute to fiber. Fiber helps to maintain good stomach and digestive functioning. It also makes the food stay longer in the stomach, which slows down the absorption of the carbohydrates, so the more steadily the serotonin flows. The Journal of Nutrition and Food Sciences suggests that eating about 30 grams of complex carbohydrates along with foods high in tryptophan will help more tryptophan make it into your brain. For example, one medium apple, which is about 30 grams of carbs, with a handful of pumpkin seeds, and you're making some serious serotonin. So always remember, 30 grams of carbs combined with a tryptophan-rich food is the key to making serotonin. By the way, if you're on a low-carb diet plan in which only 15 to 20% of your calories come from carbs, keep a close eye on your mood. You may not be producing enough serotonin. The next important chemical messenger in the brain I want to mention is dopamine. Dopamine also functions both as a hormone and neurotransmitter and plays an important role in the brain and body. Dopamine also plays a role in how we feel pleasure. It helps us strive, focus, and motivates us. Too much or too little can lead to a vast range of health issues, including Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is due to the loss of dopamine in the brain, which leads to issues with movement. In order to make dopamine, we need to eat foods rich in the amino acid tyrosine. Soy products like tofu, tempeh, edamame, and soy milk are the best plant-based sources of dopamine. Next are large white beans, lentils, black beans, navy beans, red kidney beans, and split peas. Seeds, nuts, sweet potatoes, spinach, corn, peas, okra, and also wild rice, which is my new favorite, also have tyrosine, so it's not hard to find. Also, vitamin C is essential to your body's ability to make dopamine. A 2018 study on 139 young adult males found that those who consumed the most vitamin C foods had the lowest reported feelings of depression, confusion, and anger. You don't need to supplement vitamin C. All you need to do is eat lots of oranges, lemons, strawberries, bell peppers, and broccoli. The next thing I want to mention is folic acid, folate. Too little folic acid in our diets can also cause lower levels of serotonin in our brains. So make sure you are eating lots of folate-rich foods like leafy green vegetables such as kale and spinach. I recommend a serving a day. Also, lentils, romaine lettuce, tofu, Brussels sprouts, beets, broccoli, asparagus, and black beans. Studies have found that B6 deficiency can lead to depression. Good sources of B6 include carrots, spinach, sweet potatoes, green peas, legumes like lentils, and bananas. I have mentioned this in previous podcasts, but I don't think it hurts to mention it again. Research has shown that people with the worst depression often have the lowest levels of zinc. Zinc deficiency can lead to symptoms of depression, aggression, and violence. Foods that are high in zinc include legumes, seeds, nuts, and whole grains. The next mineral I want to mention is magnesium. Did you know that about half of Americans don't get enough magnesium? Magnesium is an important mineral to the brain as part of stress response, stress recovery, and repair. There have not been enough studies done about magnesium and depression, but if you have any other signs of magnesium deficiency, like muscle twitches, cramps, muscle weakness, or numbness, you may have low magnesium. Please always remember, you don't have to supplement. Just eat magnesium-rich foods like legumes, tofu, whole grains, and leafy greens. For example, almonds contain 80 milligrams of magnesium per 1 ounce serving, and cooked black beans contain 60 milligrams per half cup cooked. The last thing I want to mention is a specific food that could improve your mood. It is called the reishi mushroom. Reishi mushrooms are well known for their anti-cancer properties, but recently researchers found that reishi could also help people experience less anxiety and depression. If you've never had a reishi mushroom, you're not alone. Most people use reishi extract powders, but like with all powders, you need to read the label and make sure there are no added fillers or any unhealthy ingredients. There is also reishi tea or dried reishi. You can find it online, and it's spelled R-E-I-S-H-I. If you can afford to, try to eat organic. Organic foods are grown in healthier soils, which supply higher levels of essential mood-boosting nutrients. Also, stay away from GMO foods. Exercise regularly. Exercise stimulates the production of serotonin. Any form of exercise can help. Even a short walk every morning or afternoon can make you feel better. I'm doing a month of yoga right now, and I'm surprised how good my body feels with that much yoga. And when I am lower in energy, I'll throw in a gentle yoga. Do what works for you, but try to keep moving. That's it for today's podcast. I hope something you learned today can contribute to you living a long, healthy, happy life. Thank you, Zulka Sugars, for being my sponsor this week. I will leave a link to Zulka's Facebook page in my show notes. You can find me, my recipes, and all my vegan pure CBD oil made from hemp on my website at ordinaryvegan.net. Sharing is caring, so please share this podcast. And if you ever get some extra time, please leave a review in iTunes. Last but not least, don't forget about my book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Cookbook, available now on Amazon. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.